This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A teenager now in police custody after a shooting overnight in one of the city's most popular tourist traps, Times Square. Several people wounded in that incident.
Police say it was an argument that went too far. Wally works at a food cart just around the corner from the scene.
I don't feel okay. I feel not safety.
Now the suspect, just 17 years old. He shot a 19-year-old in the foot, a 65-year-old in the leg, and an 18-year-old in the neck. All victims expected to make it, but Wally says these teens are out of control.
I see a lot of kids that are around, but how the kids carry the gun? It's the family. The family have to raise the kids the right way.
The teen not yet identified because of his age. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
And we are waiting to hear from police about what charges the young suspect might now face. A fire overnight in Queens, leaving three people injured, including a firefighter. The blaze broke out just after midnight in a two-story home in Douglaston. More than 60 firefighters battled the flames for about an hour before they got it under control. The injuries, thankfully, all considered minor. No word yet on what might have caused it. Well, Old Timers Day, back at Yankee Stadium for the first time since 2019. Today's game, commemorating the 25th anniversary of the 2000 World Series team. Some first-timers will be taking part, including Roger Clemens. One fan telling 1010 Winds about the infamous broken bat play against Mike Piazza in Game 2 of that Subway Series World Series.
Roger Clemens, oh, man. He didn't know he had that broken bat in his hand. Oh, excuse me, Mike. I thought it was the ball.
Did you like that as a Yankee fan?
Oh, no. I was, you could hurt somebody.
Yeah.
I'm glad he missed.
Oh, yeah. He sounds glad about that. Now, other first-timers include David Justice, Alfonso Soriano, and others. This is the 77th Old-Timers Day at the stadium. Now, it had been paused because of the pandemic and returned in 2022 as a Q&A event. Following the ceremony today, the Yankees taking on the Houston Astros. We'll expect the delays at Newark Airport to continue. The Federal Aviation Administration wants to extend limited operations at the airport until October of next year. Originally, the plan was to cut back on arrivals and departures through the end of this year. The goal is to reduce congestion as the airport deals with air traffic control staffing shortages and equipment glitches. Some improvements have been made at Newark in recent months, including new fiber optic connections and a boost to controller staffing. Airlines have a week to respond to that plan. Well, there's a legal battle now heating up in the case against Luigi Mangione. Lawyers for the accused UnitedHealthcare CEO killer say prosecutors violated his medical privacy rights by accessing health records through a subpoena. Manhattan prosecutors argue they only requested basic insurance information and blame Aetna for oversharing. They say any extra documents were deleted and disclosed to the court. Mangione has pleaded not guilty to both state and federal charges connected to the murder of Brian Thompson. He faces a possible death penalty on those federal charges. A trial date hasn't been set yet. A lawsuit has been filed against the Trump administration over conditions at an immigration center in Lower Manhattan. Immigration right groups, including the ACLU, claim more than 100 people have been confined for days or weeks at 26 Federal Plaza. The facility is meant to be a short-term holding center, and police being held there do not have beds, medical care, or legal counsel, according to the lawsuit. Advocates say the conditions violate constitutional rights and basic human dignity. A dozen members of Congress recently sued to gain access to the facility. We have reached out to Homeland Security for a response. Well, residents in the West Village fighting to preserve a massive Keith Haring mural at the closed Tony Dappolito Recreation Center on Clarkson Street. The city recently announced plans to demolish the landmark building, which closed in 2019 over safety concerns, and replace it with a more modern facility. 1010 Winds spoke with Executive Director of Village Preservation, Andrew Berman.
So one of the things that we want to do and make sure is that this is done faithfully and correctly, and only done if it is actually absolutely necessary. Does that wall really and truly need to come down, or could it remain in place with the mural kept intact?
The Parks Department saying in a statement, we are investing in a reimagined outdoor pool at the current site, which includes preserving the iconic Keith Haring mural.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.